Ow! You know, we were talking in the landscape hour about bees.
Yes.
And I did have that article here I wanted to follow up real briefly. This is from Farm Bureau National, so FB.org. We do have a State Farm Bureau. Actually, Kevin Rogers, the president, was on with us for a full hour last week. Great conversation about county fairs, and that auction is going on today at Maricopa County. But the bee industry for California is a $4 billion industry. $16 billion worth annually to the agricultural and United States. And globally, it's a $296 billion industry.
That's some serious cabbage there, partner.
Man, and that's what always makes me laugh when people are talking about, you know, they're trying to kill the bees off and these poisons and control. I'm like, there's way too much money to protect that industry than there is. I don't think you have to worry about it. Now, there's obviously some things we haven't figured out and some maybe chemical adjustments that need to be made. But there's nobody out there trying to intentionally kill nearly a $300 billion industry.
Interesting commentary by the fellow that was saying that the biggest risk we have to the bee population is the California
almonds.
Drought.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
The drought that if they don't have enough water to grow the almonds, then they're not going to have the pollination that they need for the bees.
And the governor of California has issued the first mandatory water restrictions in the state.
Ooh.
So they're beginning to take it
serious. You look at the pictures of their reservoirs from, you know, a 10-year time span of 04 to 14. It's – if they're real pictures, that –
They're worried about it.
They'd be scared.
They're worried about it. And people ask me all the time about, well, what does that say for the state of Arizona? Well, folks, I can tell all of you who are tuned in listening throughout the state of Arizona that our broadcast signal touches virtually every corner of the state. In Arizona, we are considerably better off than virtually every other surrounding state in the Southwest. We're better off than New Mexico. We're better off than Colorado. We're better off than Nevada, Utah, and certainly better off than California.
And one of the main reasons for that is because for many years, a lot of these other the agricultural areas in these other towns, you've been able to dry farm. They've been able to rely on rainfall to harvest so much of this. So they didn't build a CAP concrete trough. They didn't have a lot of, I mean, no one could ever do that in Arizona. So we had to create a way to get the water here. And a lot of these other states didn't, just because of their reliance on ample water supply that is in a drought season now.
Well, you're about ready to plan a road trip over to Bakersfield, aren't you?
No. Much higher, Santa Rosa.
But aren't you going to go through Bakersfield?
Oh, probably, yeah.
And it's my understanding, and I haven't been on that road in about 4 years, 5 years, but it's my understanding that whole stretch from south of Bakersfield, there's like a 200-mile stretch there that every ounce of ground that you can see is covered in some agriculture field.
Oh, you go by Monrovia, who's a huge grower for the nursery industry, and, I mean, it just seems to go on for hours.
It's my understanding that a good portion of that now is all sitting fallow.
Let's see. When was the last time I drove through? I guess it's been 3 years since I drove through there. So, yeah, I would be curious to see here coming up. But we'll be going to the Heirloom Seed Festival in Santa Rosa above San Francisco in the Sonoma County. So do a little wine tasting, do a little seed studying, a little more wine tasting.
You gonna drive that or fly it?
Drive it. We're going to take
okay,
the
kids.
So you'll know.
We'll have a first-hand impression when y'all get to that trip how much of that agriculture area is actually now lying dormant. Kind of spooky, but it
we
does
bring my father-in-law, and he's in Big Ag. He's a consultant for growers on what how to propagate the right concoction to fertilize and pesticide and herbicide. He's all over the agricultural area. You want me to get him on the line? Go to Lifeline that real quick.
Think
Bobby,
you
what you see out your front porch this morning, sir?
Yeah, he's right there in the heart of it, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, so with all of the media coverage that this drought in California is covering, and Arizona is, in fact, technically still in a drought, y'all need to know that we don't have, in the state of Arizona, anything right now to be seriously worried about. It's like what Water Use It Wisely tells us. We have enough to use. but not enough to waste. Okay, so keep that in mind. If you're contemplating some landscape and irrigation changes, you might very well contemplate converting to Xeriscape. The great majority of all the water we use is used outside in our lawns. It's not the bathrooms. It's not the kitchen. It's not the showers. It's the outside landscaping. So if you're going to be serious about conserving water consumption at your address, you're going to have to address the irrigation and landscaping.
We have a host of callers ready to lined up. We've got Tom in Florence, Leonard in Phoenix, Debbie in Tucson, Bill in Scottsdale, and a line for you at 1-888-767-4348.
Well, don't take Tom because he called before I left for Germany. I told him I was going to call him back, and now he's aggravated because I haven't talked to him.
Oh.
So do we want an aggravated listener to come on and aggravate everybody else?
It's live radio, baby. You just got to roll with it.
Uh-oh.
1-888-767-4348 to be a part of it. Next hour, we always have a topical hour. We're actually going to be talking trees, what that value can bring to your property. You've heard Rosie, if you've been with us since the beginning of the broadcast, has said several times about the expected 5 million new home buyers from the millennial generation looking to buy. Well,
and the foreclosed generation.
Yeah. That numbers both of those.
Yes.
And what trees can do for that property value.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.